All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Jason Bellamy, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable at All Business Media FM, where it's all business all the time. I'm your host, Jason Bellamy, and here at the Roundtable today, we have a special guest from Houston, Texas. She is the owner and a clinical thermographer at Braz Thermography and Wellness. You can find her on the web at www.thermographyandwellness.com. Please give a warm roundtable welcome to Deka King. Deka, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Well, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about Braz Thermography and Wellness and what you all do.
Okay, awesome. So Braz Thermography and Wellness, as you said, is located in Houston. And basically, we provide breast, women's wellness, a full body thermography screening. We provide breast health education or consultation, a naturopathic consultation. Those two things can be done in person or via phone. And basically, Braz stands for breast research, awareness, and support. And we're basically part of a small franchise that provides thermography and breast health education and natural solutions to breast health, which I find the education portion of our process to be the best because it provides our clients with tools that they didn't have before, they didn't know about before, on how to keep their breast healthy. And basically, thermography is basically an infrared thermal imaging camera that we use that was originally registered by the FDA in 1982 as an adjunctive tool for breast screening. So most people are familiar with mammography, but we do what's called thermography. And mammography, as you know, is more of a structural test. We're looking for lumps and tumors that are already in the system. So it's used to basically confirm a structure, where thermography is more of a physiological test. We're trying to see what's happening in your body as opposed to what's already happened. And this allows us to be a little bit more proactive and be able to implement intervention techniques when it comes to breast health. You know, when people hear the C word, they freak out. Cancer is a, you know, it's out there so much in the ether that when people hear it, they get really scared. It's a really great tool to use. And then some of the other differences between the two is that mammogram, of course, uses a lot of radiation. There's compression, there's pain. Where thermography, there's no pain. It's literally a camera that we use to take images. So there's no compression, there's no squishing, any of that sort of thing. And what I like about it is that it's independent of breast tissue, which means that you can differentiate between something that's a tumor, something that is just fibrocystic, something that's dense. Where mammogram, you can't. You sort of have something there. You have to go in through surgery or biopsy and basically figure out what it is at that point. And so thermography just looks for the inflammatory responses in your body, where mammogram is just looking for what's already there. So those are, you know, really big differences. And some other benefits of thermography is basically you can screen the entire breast. You know, ladies that are, you know, very busty, and it makes it really difficult to get a proper mammogram, where thermography doesn't matter. We can get the whole thing. And it's also effective and safe for women with breast implants, which is a huge concern. We get a lot of clients that have breast implants and they don't want their boobs squished. So it's a really great tool to be used for that. And also women who have had mastectomies, it's a really great way to evaluating the chest wall after the breast has been removed. So there are a lot of really great benefits. And like I said before, it's not just for breast. We can do like a full body. We can do a woman's wellness and things like that. So that's one of the greatest benefits of it. And also, there's about 800,000 unnecessary biopsies done every year. That usually ends up being benign, and that's because most of the time it's fibrocystic. And thermography is a tool that can be used to distinguish between the different tissue types and avoid these surgeries. And of course, they're stressful. These surgeries are stressful to the women, emotionally, physically, and financially. And like I said, thermography is also a really great way to monitor progression and regression of disease. For somebody who has diabetes or breast disease or shoulder pain, it's a really great way to monitor the progression of that issue, that disease, that dysfunction, to see if it's getting better or it's getting worse.
Wow, it sounds like a fantastic tool, and I'm wondering, in my mind, why don't we hear more about this? Why is it that when people hear breast cancer examinations, they think of mammograms first?
Well, because it's a gold standard. The gold standard, and that basically means that these doctors, that's what they are required to recommend. And so what I like about it is that a lot of my clients, even though they do their mammogram yearly, they still do their thermography. And I have clients who will do strictly thermography, and I have clients who will do the thermography every year, and then maybe a mammogram when there is an issue, when our report comes back and says, look, there might be something going on, you might want to get a mammogram. Because we don't shy away from recommending a mammogram or ultrasound if they need it. But I think this is a really great tool that prevents the radiation, because radiation is cumulative. And if you go to cancer.org, it will tell you that radiation does cause cancer. And not just a little bit. Of course, we're talking over, many years of exposure. But, I've had people who, ladies have come in and they've had, 30 bouts of radiation because they're trying to figure out what that lump was or what that, whatever issue they had was. And so it's a lot of unnecessary radiation. And so and a lot of ladies are also really scared of the pain. I know when I first had my first mammogram, it was extremely painful for me. So when something is very painful and unpleasant to you, you tend to avoid it, even when you know that you probably need to have it done, because there's a fear factor to it. And so I have seen ladies come in and, when they schedule an appointment, I have a quick intake form, and I'll usually say, well, what problems do you, what kind of concerns do you have? And they'll say, I'll have this, and I'll say, for how long? And they'll say, 4 years, 6 months. So basically you're dealing with an issue for so long because you're so scared that if you get screened, you're going to have cancer. And so what I love about our business, our company, is that we just don't screen. We teach them. We do prevention education so that when they walk away, they have something. They have some kind of tool that they can use to make sure that they're doing the right thing over many years, and in a way that they can maybe pass it down to their kids, to their daughters, to their nieces, to other people in their family. So that's the part that I love about the business, is the education portion of it.
Oh, I can imagine. It's interesting. I guess the idea of people wanting to avoid exams and diagnostics to get to the bottom of whether something is cancer or not, I guess everyone has that fear. It's maybe like a survival or a protection instinct, where like subconsciously we think what I don't know can't hurt me, but
exactly.
But it really can in these cases. So, Deka, it's been a pleasure talking with you, but unfortunately we're running out of time. Before we go any further, I want to make sure that our listeners out there have a good way to reach you if they've heard anything they'd like to explore further. What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
So the best way is through our website, thermographyandwellness.com, and then I have bras.fortbend@gmail.com is our email, and that's bras, as in plural, .fortbend@gmail.com, or they can call us at 832-422-7271. And I just want to say really quick, if they visit our website, there are amazing tools on there on how to keep their breast healthy. There's free consultations. There's all these really amazing tools that they can use, if they have a concern and they just want advice.
Wonderful. Well, again, it was a pleasure having you on the show. It sounds like you're doing great work, and I'm just glad we could have you on.
Thank you so much, Jason.
You're very welcome. And a big thank you also goes out to our listeners out there for staying tuned. We'll be right back at the Professionals Roundtable after these messages.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.